Coast Radio News for Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Lane County has been seeing a downward trend in COVID-19 cases over the past 2 weeks. Lane County Public Health Liaison Jason Davis says the positive results are encouraging, especially with the hope of getting children back to school.
Typically, over the last about week, week and a half, we're only seeing 4 to 5 new cases a day, which is really great news. And overall, we're seeing a slowdown in number of cases.
There were 9 new reported cases yesterday, but Davis says the trend is still lower. Currently, the COVID-19 numbers for Lane County is at 637, with 31 infectious individuals and 1 hospitalization. Davis says out of the recent new cases, a large percent of them are travel-related. Davis said of the last 237 cases, more than one-third accounted for people who traveled.
99 of those 237 are travel-related. So those are individuals who have left Lane County, gone to somewhere else, and then returned only to be diagnosed with COVID-19.
Davis also said the trend has moved away from the elderly in the county and is now focused on individuals in their teens and early 20s. There have been no new diagnoses for the Florence area. Statewide COVID-19 cases continue to rise. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown updated her mask mandate last week to include wearing masks in private offices and businesses that cannot maintain a 6-foot distance. Hallways, common areas, and office spaces that house more than one individual can be hotspots, according to new studies that have been released by the Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Administration. One recent study determined that the coronavirus can travel up to 16 feet in a hospital room and can linger for hours. Cases of COVID-19 for the state have reached 23,676, and there have been 9 new deaths reported yesterday. According to Marie Dodds with AAA Oregon, gas prices have likely peaked for the season. Prices over the past week have held steady in all 50 states, even with an increase in demand. Oregon saw a 1-cent jump over the week, but Dodds says we should see some decreases in the coming weeks. Locally, the price of a gallon of regular gas is holding steady at $2.44 a gallon. This Friday, beginning at 9:15, Coast Radio will hold its summer auction. The private auction features more than 100 items from local businesses. This summer's auction is a little different in that there are more items and more deals under $200 retail. In light of the COVID-19 pandemic, station manager John Thompson says he opted for more affordable items to give more people the opportunity to participate. A list of the items can be found on the Coast Radio website, and in today's Cayuse Law News, the radio auction is simulcast on both KCST and KCFM. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, August 19th, 2020.